A Chapter in the History of the Tyrone Family by Sheridan Le Fanu. Narrated by B.J. Harrison. A Chapter in the History of a Tyrone Family, being a 10th extract from the legacy of the late Francis Purcell, P.P. of Drumcullagh. Introduction. In the following narrative, I have endeavoured to give as nearly as possible the ipsissima verba of the valued friend from whom I received it, conscious that any aberration from her mode of telling the tale of her own life would at once impair its accuracy and its effect. Would that, with her words, I could also bring before you her animated gesture, her expressive countenance, the solemn and thrilling air and accent with which she related the dark passages in her strange story, and above all, that I could communicate the impressive consciousness that the narrator had seen with her own eyes and personally acted in the scenes which she described. These accompaniments, taken with the additional circumstance that she told the tale, was one far too deeply and sadly impressed with religious principle to misrepresent or fabricate what she repeated as fact, give to the tale a depth of interest which the events recorded could hardly themselves have produced. I became acquainted with the lady from whose lips I heard this narrative nearly 20 years since, and the story struck my fancy so much that I committed it to paper while it was still fresh in my mind, and should its perusal afford you entertainment for a listless half hour, my labour shall not have been bestowed in vain. I find that I have taken the story down as she told it in the first person, and perhaps this is as it should be. She began as follows. Footnote. I have carefully altered the names as they appear in the original manuscript, for the reader will see that some of the circumstances recorded are not of the kind to reflect honour upon those involved in them, and as many are still living, in every way honoured and honourable, who stand in close relation to the principal actors in the drama, the reader will see the necessity of the course which has been adopted. And a footnote. My maiden name was Richardson, the designation of a family of some distinction in the country of Tyrone. I was the younger of two daughters, and we were the only children. There was a difference in our ages of nearly 6 years, so that I did not in my childhood enjoy that close companionship which sisterhood in other circumstances necessarily involves. And while I was still a child, my sister was married. The person upon whom she bestowed her hand was a Mr. Carew, a gentleman of property and consideration in the north of England. I remember well the eventful day of the wedding, the thronging carriages, the noisy menials, the loud laughter, the merry faces, and the gay dresses. Such sights were then new to me, and harmonized ill with the sorrowful feelings with which I regarded the event which was to separate me, as it turned out forever, from a sister whose tenderness alone had hitherto more than supplied all that I wanted in my mother's affection. The day soon arrived which was to remove the happy couple from Ashtown House. The carriage stood at the hall door, and my poor sister kissed me again and again, telling me that I should see her soon. The carriage drove away, and I gazed after it until my eyes filled with tears. And returning slowly to my chamber, I wept more bitterly, and so to speak more desolately, than ever I had done before. My father had never seemed to love or to take an interest in me. He had desired a son, and I think he never thoroughly forgave me my unfortunate sex. My having come into the world at all as his child, he regarded as a kind of fraudulent intrusion, and as his antipathy to me had its origin in an imperfection of mine, too radical for removal, I never even hoped to stand high in his good graces. My mother was, I dare to say, as fond of me as she was of anyone, but she was a woman of a masculine...